T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Mr. Channel 4 is here. Jason DeRoscio, 4:30 to 7, 9 to 10, Monday through Friday on Channel 4. Jason.
Hello.
I want you to describe the setup from the anchor and the reporter, the video that I saw early this morning, and the three of us and many others chiming in about this on Twitter and other social media.
Well, you are a tremendous social media influencer. Actually, it was Adam who tweeted that.
Yes.
In fact.
Adam sparked the conversation.
He did. He did.
He sparks a lot of things, too.
Well, that's what I hear. So, storm watch type coverage at a small television station in West Virginia. Anchor throws it out to reporter live on the scene covering a storm, snow, like ice, snow, that sort of a deal. She's doing her live shot, and all of a sudden they're in the double box where you see the anchor and the reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. Then all of a sudden she says, I've been hit by a car. She gets hit by a car live on the air.
Normal thing when you're watching TV to see a reporter hit by a car.
So you hear it. You see her go down. The screen sort of goes black. I think the camera got knocked over. And she barely misses a beat. She's like, I was hit by a car.
Yeah.
And then there's a moment where the anchor says, well, first time that probably happened on TV.
She was amazing.
Well, then she picks up the camera on the tripod, uprights it,
mm-hmm.
and continues talking. And you hear her say, she's like, I'm okay. This happened to me when I was in college.
That's not the first time I've been hit by a car.
It's my favorite
amazing.
Part that Adam pointed
like, wow.
out. I also got hit by a car in college.
How does that happen? But then she also is checking on the driver of the car.
Yes.
Are you okay? Are you all right? Now, in all of this, the anchor did miss his opportunity to ask that as his opener. That might have been the best opening question. Are you okay?
Then he's asking her, did you get hit up down low or up high? Or
it wasn't his finest.
He is showing.
Not his finest. I'm sure.
He is showing so little concern. It is stunning. Now, you explain. So let's remind folks again. She's on the scene by herself. It's not like she's got a team of 5 people. She set up the camera. So she's there.
And she's
now
doing. So today, TV reporters are able to do live shots using like a backpack style unit. So you plug your camera into the backpack. You hit 2 buttons on the backpack, and it sends your signal right into the control room. We don't do that in this town. You don't have people alone on a live shot, but you do have people shooting stories by themselves. That does happen here.
So explain for me what anchor guy is seen or not seen, because this guy is either the most cold-hearted person I've ever seen in my life, or he just didn't see it. I just can't imagine you're doing a report, and the reporter gets hit by a car, and he is showing a minuscule amount of compassion. I think Adam set the number 0 to 10, included a couple other of our friends on Twitter, Chris Eggert and Rena's Sargentopoulos.
Yep.
And Adam set the number at 1.5, and I quickly went on concern level. I went under right away. It's like he doesn't care at all.
I think, I mean, I don't know this guy. I don't know. I can't. He certainly, his expression of concern was a zero.
Yeah. Like, yes.
I mean, I don't think, here's what he said. So he was on Twitter sort of responding to Keith Olbermann.
Clean up.
And then, like, the whole world is coming for this guy.
Yeah, Olbermann is crushing him.
Yes. Which.
He's never had any issues.
No, I mean, if Keith Olbermann, right. Yeah.
Talk about making the right call every time.
Way to just take Huntington, West Virginia guy and just roast him.
Yeah.
You know, Olby, you could maybe just sit this one out. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Anchor guy says that on his camera, he had a teleprompter. There was no monitor on the camera, that the monitor was about 20 yards away or something. Off to the side. So I will say that that is very believable. So in our control room, we have, or in our studio, we have monitors right under the camera lens, but it's probably, I don't know, 21-inch TV. It's not that big. And sometimes the camera is 20 feet away from you trying to get like a certain shot. So there are times that it is difficult for me to see exactly what's happening on the air. So he maybe saw movement, saw that she went down. Now, sometimes as an anchor, you're not processing. Some people, I should say, maybe don't focus enough on what is happening on the screen, right? So maybe you're looking at whatever the next story is you're going to do. Maybe somebody's in your ear. Like, there are reasons. That said, like, he did a bad job.
Terrible.
It's somewhat, I'm giving him a big benefit of the doubt, put it that way.
I think you're giving him the benefit as a brother.
Too much? Am I being too kind? Should I roast
he's
him?
In your group.
Should I just take him and just absolutely destroy this guy?
Well, I don't think you have to do that, but I mean, Adam, there's just got to be the heart in you, the decency in you.
I think he just didn't.
Even if you're not seeing it.
I think he didn't get it. He didn't understand that she was actually, like, I think maybe he thought she was brushed, or maybe he didn't process.
I believe that, because any human being who sees that clearly and does not react, like, with a, oh, my God, there's no way he saw that. I'm gonna side with Anchor Guy, too.
Yeah, I think
I side with compassion.
As always, who is more a voice for compassion?
Yes.
The voice for the voiceless. That's you, Chad Hartman.
Yes, that's me.
That is you. It's beautiful.
If people want
let's see this video. Yeah. I would say go to Adam's Twitter.
Yes.
AC830.
Thank you. Yes.
I mean, a show with better production value might have actually played the audio from this instead of having me paint a word picture. But
I thought about this.
She's got the great Philly accent too. I mean, she's the star of the show for sure.
Yeah,
and she she's like, it's my last week on the job.
Yes,
but it turned out she was hired
in
Philadelphia or Pittsburgh. I mean, her hometown. So she had a big promotion coming.
She might be on the Today Show by tomorrow.
Gosh.
I mean,
Ellen.
Well, she probably will be as a guest, right?
Oh, for sure. Like, don't you want her on the Ellen Show and give her, like, here's your check for $10,000 courtesy of, you know, Bob's Safety Vest Company or something like that, you know?
And as she leaves, she's run over by the car.
It's the third time.
Exactly. All right, Dan, grab the audio if you want. I debated it. I just didn't know if the audio was going to work.
Yeah. Why would
Why would that work? The video of her getting up. So I'm good. You know, yeah. I mean, she's so good.
The three of us will talk this out and we'll plan it for you after the break.
Exactly.
in Dunbar. And Tori, they're not seeing any flakes, but wet roads. And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze-thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Tori.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good. This is, you know what? It's one woman band.
You sure you're okay, Tori?
We're good, Tim. Ma'am,
you're sure
you are so sweet, and you are okay.
I am so sorry.
It is all good. You know, oh, Lord.
So you...
You know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you were
specifically
bumped in,
to me, Tim.
Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high? I couldn't really tell from looking at
That's where it went a little off the rails.
Do you know if I was...
You guys are giving this guy way too much credit.
Once he figured it out, he was like, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you sure you're okay?
He came around.
Just took him a minute. Some people, the kind of the old brain doesn't process at the level, you know, a professional major market media personality like myself does. That's all.
I think you have to be a scientist when somebody says, I just get hit by a car.
No, she was talking.
Tori, are you okay?
He was talking. She said right away, I'm all right. I'm okay.
It's kind of a panicked laughter, but.
She's a veteran of car crashes.
That's right.
She knew
she
what
said
to
right
do.
Away.
Can we also point out the professionalism and the fact she didn't swear on the air when she had the opportunity?
Oh, I'll tell you, if a car crashed into me, you would need to be ready on the delay.
Right?
Yeah. Carter, two of us wouldn't be so forgiving of the person who ran us down either. Thank you.
It's all
Thank
good.
You. No,
it's
I'm
all good.
Good.
It's all good.
It's all good.
It's all fine. Thanks for asking. Thanks for stopping. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for watching. Big fan.
Yeah. Adam, he sounds like a made-up anchor. He was good.
Oh, the line is so good.
The first thing he said was amazing.
What was it again?
Well, first time for you getting hit on TV.
Well, it's the first time for everything.
All right.
Let's go to weather now.
I mean, just the quintessential uncomfortable, if I'm in the prompter lane, I'm good, but wait a second, I have to pivot now? What the hell am I going to do with this fake voice? Oh, God, it was good. At AC830, you are required to check that out right now. At AC830 right now on Twitter. Okay, so the vaccine/testing mandate kicks in Minneapolis and St. Paul last night. It's the middle of January. It's 500 below. January is not a good month. How do we balance this out? And Adams played the audio. I didn't hear it live, but I know Josh Toma was out with Vanita, and Josh Toma's been involved in so many places, Smack Shack among those right now.
Yeah.
And he mentioned they're down 50% from a week ago. Is that notable enough for you? Do we know? What conclusions can we reach after one simple day?
Nothing. You can't read anything into it. It was freezing cold last night.
Yes.
It was a Wednesday night. I heard plenty of restaurant owners, some contacted me last night and said, you know what? I thought it was going to be terrible. And we had one of the busiest nights we've had all month. So it's hard to know. I think there were some people like me that were actively out to make sure we were supporting the restaurants. I don't, you know, the mandate, the law, I don't care. It's not, take it up with the mayors. It's not up to me. What I could do was go and support restaurants, and I went out. And, you know, I have a hard time knowing, like, was it a good night? Was it a bad night? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There's freezing cold. There are still people who are quarantining because of Omicron. So who knows? There are other places that it was a gonzo night. I did hear from some people who work in the restaurant industry who don't own it, who went to a number of restaurants, and they were saying it did seem slow. But it's just hard to tell. We'll know after a week. And frankly, like, if these mayors are really looking at where we are at with Omicron, you know, we'll see if they do what they said they would do, which is get rid of it when the cases go down.
For sure.
But you can't.
Right, Adam, this is a little bit.
Do you believe, Adam,
no, go ahead,
when any of, when a, it's just hard to know from a restaurant owner perspective, what do you compare this week's sales data to?
That's just it. I mean, this time of year, too. I will say this. I talked to someone who pre-gamed at a very popular bar restaurant ahead of the Casey Musgraves concert last night in St. Paul. There was no checking of vaccine status.
And how do we feel about that? Do we think, like, I know this is maybe controversial, but I feel like the mandate is the thing, and it's hard for me to get too excited about whether or not someone's enforcing it.
Well, I'm conflicted in that because it was the same thing for me on the mask situation at restaurants. Unless you were egregiously defying it and putting it out there on Facebook or TikTok or whatever, nobody knew. So if it doesn't have some teeth into it, does it really matter? But then where's Minneapolis going to come up with these people or St. Paul to all of a sudden be the vaccine testing police and they're going to be checking on you on a regular basis? They don't exist.
I mean, I have a stop sign at the end of my block and I stop at it, even though there's no one watching. So I think most people observe the mandate. Most people are doing the right thing. And I think we spend way too much time worrying about whatever what everybody else is doing. And people should maybe control themselves. That's what I think. I get it. But like, you know what? If they don't check, don't go back if you don't like it. Like, I'm not going to go do a story about Bob's Burgers who didn't check. I don't care. It's the mayors who put this into place, and send your complaints to the mayors. Now, if no one's checking, then I'm maybe a little concerned, but one place or another, I'm not.
Jason DeRusha, to hell with public health. I think that's what
exactly. I don't care about you.
Do not tweet my comments from this segment. Thank you.
Jason, 437, 9 to 10, Channel 4. Adam's News is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.